Have you ever asked yourself if the modern state of Israel still has a place in God's purposes today? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series with Reverend Don James, National Director of Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel, past, present, and future, and why it matters for Christians today. So let's get started. Here's Don.
Welcome to Israel Matters. I'm Reverend Don James from Bridges for Peace. In these brief weekly teachings, we're considering the place of Israel in God's purposes, not just the past, but the present and the future. How do we as believers in Jesus look at present-day Israel? A question made more urgent by the incredible focus on Israel and the Jewish people in world events. Last week, we considered the everlasting covenants that God made with Abraham's family to be their God for 1,000 generations, a poetic way of saying forever. Psalm 105 and Jeremiah 31 were our biblical references. A lot has happened in the relationship between Israel and God in the 4,000 years since the covenants were made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There has been 2,000 years of history as recorded in the Old Testament, and there has been another 2,000 years of history since the time of the New Testament. To help us zoom out on those 4,000 years, including the present, I want to take us back to Romans 11, where we started 3 weeks ago. Verse 3, "By no means has God rejected Israel." And then, in verse 25, he states, "Israel has experienced a partial hardening toward God, including God's Messiah." And Paul prophesies a time frame for that partial hardening, namely, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Then he further prophesies, amazingly, that in this way all Israel will be saved. This partial hardening is still the case today. Devout rabbis would agree that most Jews need to open their eyes to their God. And as Christians, we would add that a knowledge of Jesus is essential to that. Paul prophesies that this is coming. Romans 11:26, "All Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob, and this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins." Now, I love to sing the hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." I'm sure you do too. And if we think of God's faithfulness in relation to Israel, still faithful to her after 4,000 years, and still working to bring her to full salvation, then we can only marvel at the patience and the perseverance of our faithful God. As we close, I want to shift gears for a few moments to the land. In Psalm 105, we saw how the everlasting covenants included the land. "To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance." Over 4,000 years of God's covenants with Israel, the land has always been central, whether Israel was in the land or in exile from the land, whether it was ruled by a faithful king like David, whether the land was divided into Israel and Judah by unfaithful kings, conquered by the Assyrians, then the Babylonians, the Greeks, and the Romans. Today's Israel is in the process of returning to the land after being exiled by the Romans 2,000 years ago, exiled to the four corners of the world. And today, returning from all four corners, the lost tribes of Dan and Manasseh are returning from Ethiopia and India, and Jews from Judea have been returning from Europe for the past 145 years, beginning in the 1880s. In 1880, there were 40,000 Jews in Palestine. Today, there are 8 million Jews there, and of course, it is called Israel. Not all believers assume that modern Israel is a fulfillment of prophecy. Please join me next week at this time as we ask the question, is modern Israel a God thing? And to see some practical examples of what it looks like when Israel matters to believers, visit bridgesforpeace.com.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters with Reverend Don James of Bridges for Peace. As we've heard today, God's purposes for Israel are far from complete, and they invite us to reflect on His faithfulness to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us again next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters in scripture, in history, and for believers today.